So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Festetto. Coming up today, Farmer Wants a Wife's Joe has weighed in on the secret boyfriend scandal that is haunting Farmer Dean and Tegan. Brittany Hockley has called out her disappointing I'm a Celebrity edit, accusing producers of not showing her quirky and funny side. And Sky Wheatley has addressed the wild claims that she made a secret deal that would ensure her win on I'm a Celebrity. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Farmer Wants a Wife's Farmer Joe has weighed in on the secret boyfriend scandal that hit Farmer Dean and his suitor Tegan last night. Now, Farmer Dean's world was rocked when he received an anonymous text alleging that Tegan was in love with someone at home. The text read, "She might be leading you on." Now, while the allegations, which we do need to note that Tegan vehemently denied, made for some pretty dramatic viewing, it only seemed to bring Dean and Tegan closer. Now, Dean's fellow Farmer Joe has since shed more light on the situation in a chat with Yahoo Lifestyle. He said, "I felt a lot for Dino after that because I know he was really into Tegan at the time too. And it was just a curveball that came out of nowhere. He was definitely fighting with it, I could tell." Now, Joe then added that Dean is a great guy who hasn't faced this sort of drama before. He explained, "He's never been in an environment like this. None of us had. But I think it really got to him and we were just trying to be as supportive as we could for him. And it was just a single message from what looked like a fake account on Instagram. People in this world aren't happy sometimes and they want to make someone else unhappy, so I wouldn't read too much into it. I would just go with my gut and that was my advice." Now, skirting around questions about Dean ditching the show early with one lucky lady, Joe said Dino just wants to find love, so make of that what you will. And let's hope he does just that. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here's Brittany Hockley has called out her disappointing edit for not showing her quirky and funny side. Brittany, who shot to fame on The Bachelor way back in 2018, only just lost out on making the finale, leaving the show in equal fourth place with Paralympian Ellie Cole. However, since jetting out of the South African jungle, the 36-year-old has criticised how she was portrayed on the show after most of her storylines featured around her having tense conversations with her co-stars. Chatting to Mamma Mia after her exit, Brittany said that she wanted to show a lighter side of herself to viewers. She admitted, "I was hoping to show them who I am, like on my podcast. Everyone knows on my podcast that I'm quirky and funny. I'm stupid. I'm silly. I'm a dork. I'm all of those things. I'm high energy. I really wanted people to see that because that wasn't shown on The Bachelor. I thought this would be my opportunity." Now, while she admitted that a tiny bit of her humor was shown on The Bachelor, her impression is that she didn't get to show that again, which she described as a real shame. Brittany then added that she had been told by several people that they were surprised by her edit on the show as well. She said, "A few people have said to me since we've been out, like, it's so weird. They said, you're probably the most involved in everything, in the discussions and the activities and the loudest, but we didn't see it. It's very disappointing because I don't know why I got the serious edit, but there's nothing I can do about that." Now, she also shared her frustration on Instagram following this interview, writing, "I assure you, I was definitely in there full throttle. It just appears that that version didn't quite make the cut. I was honestly shattered to hear this. I know I had a great time in there, and I really was 100% my ridiculous, cringy, stupid self." Now, despite the shock betrayal, Brittany also told Mamma Mia that she doesn't hold any grudges about her edit. However, she can't seem to shake a bit of disappointment. She added, "I loved the show. I enjoyed it. It's a shame that I went on a show to show a side I hadn't been able to show on TV before, and I didn't get to show that." Now, given that this is Brit's, fifth reality TV show, let's see if she pops up on another show in an attempt to show off this quirky and funny personality. Sky Wheatley has addressed claims that she penned a secret deal that ensured her win on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. In case you missed it, the popular influencer and former Big Brother star was crowned the Queen of the Jungle during last night's finale, taking home a whopping $100,000 for her chosen charity, Bully Zero. Now, ahead of the final episode, a production insider claimed that Sky's appearance on the show was carefully planned to secure her a spot in the finale. One source told the Daily Mail, "Sky was hesitant at first about signing up for the grueling challenge. However, she was promised a good shot at winning and making it to the finale. The opportunity was too golden to pass up." Now, chatting to Yahoo Lifestyle after her win, Sky denied making any sort of deal and called the rumors laughable. She said, "This is brain-racking to me. I don't know where the rumors started. I'd love to be there. Like, did you just make this up from nothing? I would love to be a fly on the wall." And same girl, same. She also revealed that she actually offered to do the show for free when she was first asked to head into the jungle. She dished, "That's actually madness, because when they called me and said, 'Do you want to do the show?' I said, 'Babe, I do it for free,' which is crazy to me now. So I was like, what are these people talking about? Because I said I would do it for nothing." Now, this production insider also claimed to Daily Mail that Malcolm in the Middle star Frankie Muniz also made a secret deal that required him to remain in the jungle for 3 weeks. They claimed Frankie was keen to make his exit as soon as his agreed time was up. He was eager to swap the jungle's hardships for comfort. Now, meanwhile, another Channel 10 insider previously told So Dramatic that Denise Drysdale also signed up to the show with a personalized deal. Outsource dished, she would leave first, meaning she would only be in the jungle for 2.5 weeks, but she said no. So the producers came back to her with better terms. They said, "What if you leave first and you go in late?" meaning she would only be in the jungle for 11 days. Denise thought about it for a few days and finally agreed. And I guess that's reality TV for you. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.